Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. I think it must be the 9th of May 2027. It is, well, it's about 6:45, something like that. I was up at 6:30, so I've made myself a coffee and staggered into some clothes. The sun is breaking through the sky, despite the enormous number of streaks in the sky from, yes, you've guessed it, the chemtrails that nobody believes is happening. I say nobody believes, of course, I'm sure most of you now have come to that conclusion that these bloody things are there by just simply looking up at the sky and utilising logic. I've got to get myself another newspaper. Be careful of the little bird. I don't want to disturb it. Just, we've been very, very careful of the little robin. I just got to get this bend down here. It's all right, little robin. I think the robin is in there sitting on eggs, and we don't want to disturb the little robin, although he was actually disturbed a bit yesterday. I'll tell you why in a moment. Right, let's go and wipe the chair. That's why I have the newspaper, as if you heard, I think, yesterday's. I also need to blow my hooter. It is lovely outside, very still again. The pheasants are stalking through the growing grass that's getting longer and longer. It's about a foot long. But a foot high now, the grass. There's buttercups everywhere. It's absolutely beautiful. The hazel trees are in full leaf. The willows are growing rapidly. The oak tree here is looking just majestic. And there's a little sun coming over through the, well, it's above the horizon, but it's coming through an unfortunate mist. It is getting through of the chemtrails that you can see in the sky. You can't see them, but obviously I can. Right, let me just plonk the newspaper down on here and get this so one can sit on the chair. Because again, it has. Let's just take off one of these. The best thing to do, I've noticed, is once you've laid it flat, take off the page. That's better. And then use it like a cloth. Julia is still asleep. She came to bed a bit late last night. I'm an early bird, you see. That's the trouble. I go to bed early and I get up early. I think for me, and this is only for me, out of the two of us, what do I do with my pipe? There it is. That's my time, isn't it? It's my time. Other people have different times, I think. I just come, raise and go to bed with the light, really. Especially in summer. It's more difficult in the winter, isn't it? Oh, look at that. Right above my head. Right above my head. As if they haven't done enough damage already. Another bloody chemtrail. Look at that. You can tell the difference. I don't know how people can't tell the difference. We see contrails all the time, and they're not a problem. I mean, they still pollute the atmosphere, don't they? But not in the same way. But these bastards poisoning the sky, letting these chemicals just drop on our heads. Ruining our day. You know, if it wasn't for the passengers on board, I would just want to shoot these bloody things down. Not that I've got the ability to, but it's an awful streak. There's, and I'm looking as it goes into the distance. I mean, I'm sorry to keep talking about this stuff. It's just, unless everybody wakes up to it, we're going to be continually poisoned in the sky, and it's not right, is it? It's just not right. Anyway, I won't bend your ears about that. It's just, when you look up and you see it, you can't not see it. It's going off into a haze in the distance where clearly they've been doing more. It's just disgusting. I mean, the government now admit that they are doing it, so why people still can't? I mean, this is the trouble. People, somebody sent me an email yesterday and said, you know, with the things that are going on in this world, people still wouldn't believe it if you just told, if the government themselves and the BBC produced it and said, look, this is what we've been doing over the last 50-100 years. People would still go, oh, no, of course you haven't. People are unfortunately too far gone now, I believe, too far gone to realise what's going on. It's been indoctrinated right from the word go, starting with the legal fiction and the name at school and believing that they're in a system, and then everything else is piled on. Very difficult to break through. You know, you're either open to the suggestion, you're either open to it, or you're not. And it does seem, oh, there's another fucker. Oh, excuse my language. There's another one. Gosh, hurtling across the sky, that one. Crossing and crossing. And this is why it's so disparaging. It's so bloody annoying. Is you look at the, you know, if they were all on the same flight path, then doing their thing, you would look up and you would see them all in the same place. But they're not. They crisscross the sky so that the whole sky blocks out the sun. Not just in one, you know, like a sea lane or like on a motorway. These things do it here, there and every bloody where. You know, there's a blue patch and then within minutes, vroom, another sodding plane. Or is it a drone? Not a drone that we, you know, you fly to film your house and your gutter and, you know, the holidays and things. I'm talking about aeroplane drones, unmanned, just going, right, if we criss-criss-cross, we'll just get rid of the sun from the UK. And not only will they obliterate the sunshine, which is, of course, so good for us, they'll depress people and poison them with this stuff. Oh, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I said I wouldn't go on about it. 8 minutes, nearly 9 minutes. But it's so disgusting and it's just so bothersome. And really, people aren't doing anything about it. You know, they just kind of go, no, it's just contrails. Anyway, I will. Blow my hooter. You see, look, up there, there's another one. Now they have contrails, that one. That's an innocent one. And then another bugger coming along with more chemtrail. And you can see the difference. And as I speak, that blue sky is now turning grey in front of my very eyes. in front of my very eyes, ladies and gentlemen. There's one. So there's two aeroplanes. One is flying along, and as I look up at it, it has, you know, it's a tiny, they're both tiny little specks of aeroplanes. And one has, say, 2 inches of vapor trail, contrail. The other one has meters of it that is lingering. The other one, it isn't. Now, you can't tell me that they're both the same. You just cannot tell me. And that grey that was up ahead that I was looking at, that I said that the aeroplane is going into, is increasing. And above me, the mist and murk that is covering the blue sky from these bastards. There's another one over there. The sky is literally, and two of them, at the same, in parallel. There's two there in parallel. And this is just above my, and now everything is going great. It is so depressing. It is just, I can't explain it. I mean, you're hearing the frustration in my voice watching these bastards. I swore earlier, I don't like swearing on camera, but they are absolute fuckers, and I'm sorry for the language. And I'm sorry this podcast is ruined by it. I mean, it is disgusting. And it's fascinating to watch it, but it is utterly disgusting. You may as well be sitting there watching someone slaughter sheep. You know, you may as well, for this is slaughtering mankind with the poison and depriving mankind of the vitamin D that he requires, and you're putting these chemicals into the air. And the streaks have moved over and over. I mean, that's what people don't really seem to get. I mean, you just observe it. And the thing is, when, you know, if you keep an eye on your own sky, surely you can see the sense. Surely it starts to make some sense. Because you recognise the flight paths, and you'll go, oh, today, blue sky. Blue sky, same temperature, blue sky, nothing. The next day, blue sky, same temperature, full of streaks. What's changed? Someone's flipped a button on the dashboard of the cockpit, no doubt. Or a radio-controlled signal has gone across. And the canisters have ejected that poison. That's what's happened. That's the difference. Some days they're doing it, and other days they're not. Where do they get all this stuff from? There's another one going in a slightly different direction. Can you imagine what it was like 150 years ago in the same space? This was probably a cow field back then, a farm. You know, your farm hands would look up. There is no natural cloud at all. There's none of the nice fluffy clouds that we, you know, that you sometimes see, rarely, that we saw in our childhood. It's just a blue sky with streaks. Yeah, another one. How many of these bastards have I seen flying with this stuff? I mean, they're really blocking out. The sun is now dimmed. It's really struggling to get through this. And 150 years ago, you know, they'd look up. None of this would have been there. Fortunately, because flight had not been invented. Do you ever feel, I mean, I feel this quite a lot. I wish I had been born 150 years ago. These two. Another two in parallel. I mean, this is a mission to get the south of England awash with this bloody stuff. Sorry, this has... And that, we're almost a white sky now. We're almost a white sky in, the, what, 15 minutes. When I came in, there was a few streaks down to the north. These aeroplanes have been now crossing over south of the initial streaks. Oh, yeah, there's another one, even more south. So this is absolutely... I mean, it's. I wish I was filming this. So they're moving. They're crisscrossing. Well, they're all going in the same direction, pretty much. I mean, some of them are crisscrossing. They are going in strange angles, right? But these aeroplanes, they're like the lines on a piece of paper. You know, you buy the A4 piece of paper that you lined paper. That's what it's beginning to look like, right? Only that they're all mixing in together. And at first, what was not being touched by these bastards is slowly moving southwards. So they've been streaking across from the north from where I sit, obliterating the sun. The sun is rising in the east, as you know, the northeast. And then it's just moving further and further south, where was untouched blue sky, and now another, you know, a plane has come. They're just moving further and further down, obliterating the sky, if you can imagine that. It's like mowing a lawn. You know, the sky is looking like a lawn. You start one side going forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards. Well, they're all going in the same direction. there's one going across now. And that's the thing, they're doing it on a Saturday, early-ish in the morning. Most people at this time will still be rising, having their breakfast. When they get outdoors, this will have merged, as it has merged, into a white sky. And, you know, I don't know where these people are taking off from. Nearly 20 minutes of me moaning about it. It's fascinating. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. But it's disgusting. I'm going to light my pipe and try and calm myself. The birds are still singing. I had other things to talk about. Wretched, isn't it? Absolutely wretched. And one feels so hopeless, helpless. Both. I mean, I could cry, really. I could cry at what's going on. I really could. And that people shrug and just say, oh, you're mad, it's not going on, none of these things. None of the things you talk about are going on. Yet the evidence is all there. And there's another one that is doing a contrail. You see, in amongst that, there are the innocent planes. Fudge cakes. I daren't look up. You just don't want to look. You just don't want to look at it. There's one, another one. This area now that they're doing was beautifully blue. It's awful. Anyway, I am smoking another bowlful of Westminster. Oops, I've got to record my pipe smoking video today, actually. For tomorrow. We don't have an English couple going out today, again. We've got a bit lax on this. It's very difficult because I want to make the English couple interesting and as televisual as possible. But at the same time, We're just trying to get on, and we've had a few things to trips to do, and yesterday we went shopping, for example. We didn't want to take the camera, and I haven't got a GoPro that's working, which is a real shame. Just lighting the pipe. We need to buy some new batteries, I think. The GoPro is unpredictable, that's the problem. You turn it on and sometimes it just turns itself off again. You start filming, you get about 10 seconds, it turns itself off. I don't know whether that's the battery, but the battery doesn't say it's empty. I don't want to buy a whole new GoPro, it's a lot of money. A lot of people have these pocket four cameras. I don't like them because then they're not waterproof. As far as I can see, I don't see how it can. Anyway. So there's no English couple, I'm sorry about that. There's a red kite flying overhead. Beautiful birds. Sky is almost white now. The sun has lost its impact. I was going to have a little wander around, but it's really affected one's mood. It really has. It's gone cold. It's cold now. It was sitting in the sun earlier, just now, when it was just breaking through this stuff. It was warm, but it's now gone cold. It's dropped. It's dropped at least 1 or 2 degrees. And the thing is, when it goes all white, the evidence of these bloody streaks disappear, you see. And then when it's all white, you can't see if they're flying above it as this stuff drops down. As the stuff drops down, they can be flying above it and you can't see it just to keep maintaining it. I don't know whether you wake up bunged up some days, you know, with your nose bunged up and you think, oh, what's that? Is it me? It's probably... Well, the way I look at it, it is the body detoxing, is desperately trying to fight against. I mean, we're detoxing all the bleeding time. If you're eating supermarket food, if you're breathing in this air, if you're drinking tap water, the body is desperately trying to detox and get rid of these poisons that are in us. And then sometimes it's just too much and the whole body, not collapses. Goes into an absolute detox in which one gets, you feel like you've got the flu or something. Well, it's the body just going into, it's like, we've got to get this stuff. If you want to live, if the body is going to function properly, it's got to get rid of all this stuff. Can you, go back to that, 150 years ago. Not in a town, because people were... People always seem to be poisoning each other, don't they? They used coal to burn, and then they all lived in houses, hugger-mugger. And you had, of course, in the cities, lots of coal being burnt. And so, of course, people were being poisoned by too much coal being burnt. If you lived out in the countryside, in little farmsteads, and you kept yourself warm with logs, you'd be all right, because there's plenty of fresh air around you. I'm going to sneeze. See, my body doesn't want this. Doesn't want this shit coming down. Yeah, think of the wonderful fresh air that there once was back in the Neolithic times and times like that, you know, the Iron Age. They would burn their logs and stuff and be in their roundhouses and things, and yes, that would gather up a bit of wood smoke, and people go, oh, wood smoke, you know. That's why they're coming for the wood-burning stoves now, to say there's too many of these stupid particulates in the air and what have you. And it's all bollocks, it's all a lie. It's all control. The sky is almost white now. And cold. Minutes of me moaning about the weather. I had other things to talk about. I mentioned that, didn't I? Can't remember what they are now, and I don't want to get started on them. But think what the weather would have been like then. And think what our senses would have been like. Not dulled down as they are at the moment. Think of all those beautiful meadow flowers to smell, to see and observe, not the monoculture, not just, you know, the hardy things like stinging nettles, which, you know, are lovely in their own right and useful. But think of all the other things. Funny now, the sky has gone very quiet in terms of aircraft. I think they've moved on. They've done their bit here. It must have been an absolute incredible time. I mean, you know, back in the 1880s, when people like Richard Jefferies was writing, as he wandered across the Wiltshire Downs and the South Downs, writing about all those beautiful meadow flowers. The henbane, is it? Oxeye daisies, trefoil, whatever it's called. Bird's foot trefoil, I think. Merrow, is it merrow? Yarrow, perhaps. Hare's foot, is it? All those, you know, people just A, knew them, B, they were abundant. The cattle would be fed on them. Think how the quality of the meat you would have eaten. From real grass, meadow fed beef. We can only wonder now, really, how amazing life must have been. I mean, hard, yes, hard, hard. People didn't have central heating, didn't have electricity. They weren't being poisoned. Admittedly, ignorance and carcasses falling into streams and things falling into wells, I grant you. There's always been a level of, what would you call it? Not so much poisoning, not deliberate poisoning. But let's just say disturbances in the natural flow. Let's just call it that. It was always that. But if you find a proper stream, you know, that hasn't been that cattle and sheep hasn't fallen into and disrupted the quality. It's amazingly quiet up there now. There seemed to have been a concerted effort to dull the sky down. Well, I'm totally disgusted. I'm enjoying my pipe. 30 minutes, thank you very much for listening to my whining today. I will catch up with you soon. And let's hope tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm doing one tomorrow. I'm not sure what the plan is. We may be going back. Anyway, take care. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.